T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, it is a very good evening to you on this Labor Day Monday evening on your fan New York City at 8:02 and 55 seconds ago, right along with it. Steve Summers here and you there on the other side of the glass, Nick Theodoro. And no from the 1-877-337-6666. And we'll take you on a holiday schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 12, right here on your fan, New York City.
Hello?
Hi, would you be interested in switching over to TMI Long Distance Service?
Oh, gee, I can't talk right now. Why don't you give me your home number and I'll call you later?
Well, I'm sorry, we're not allowed to do that.
Oh, I guess you don't want people calling you at home. Well, now you know how I feel.
Nothing for you.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservation.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do. See, you know how to take the reservation. You just don't know how to hold the reservation. And that's really the most important part of the reservation, the hold.
One of those problems I hope would just go away.
Well, sometimes you can't help these people till they hit rock bottom.
And as previously advertised, Jerry Seinfeld joins us for a couple of minutes. Jerry, on this Monday evening over this Labor Day weekend, how are you doing?
Steve Areno, it is so exciting to be back in the schmooze room with you. You know, I was just thinking, you're one of the few shows on FAN that doesn't have a cute little song. They just go, Steve Summers.
Yeah, whoever that's right. Makes, and I'm lucky I even...
Is that your request? Do you want a little jingly song like some of them have?
Well, I tell you this. A couple of years ago, someone from the audience, not here at the station, did come up with a song. But it wasn't so hot. And I figured, okay, we'll let that go. But no, I don't mind. I'm glad I even get a Steve Summers. You know, I mean, listen, it's a transient business. I take nothing for granted.
You're always so humble, and it's so unnecessary. A little arrogance might be fun.
Well, not necessarily.
But that's not you.
No, not really. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's your charm.
No, but if you are arrogant and a little bit loud and abrasive, that might get you... I've been very lucky. I shouldn't say anything at all about, you know, you yourself, and you try to be as honest as you can be and straightforward as you can be.
And as you can be.
Yes.
How many years do we know each other now, Steve, going back to the deli bump into?
It's 34 years here.
Wow. Yeah. God bless America. Is that fantastic?
Well, you got to be good. I know that, but you have to be very lucky, too. And,
yeah,
and,
it's true.
Yeah, absolutely. What before we get into the Mets and okay, a little bit with the Yankees even, bottom line, have you been doing some stand-up of late? I know you're as busy as can be with all kinds of projects. Any stand-up that we should know about?
No, I'm not doing any stand-up right now. I decided to... sidestep the Delta variant. I'm just going to give it another couple months. Most of my friends are out working, you know. I don't know. I'm just kind of mathematically trying to work this out for myself. You know, we all read the same things in the paper, and we're trying to figure out, well, what's going on with this and that. And my mathematical prognostications are this is going to be similar to the first curve, but much tighter. It may be steep, but I think the curve goes up and then it comes down. And once it comes down, and I think in a couple of months, then it's time to just go back to living and get your vaccinations, your boosters, whatever. And then I'll go back to my my normal routine. But I am also busy getting ready to make my first live action movie.
Okay,
which I'm going to be making in L.A. next year for Netflix, and it's called Unfrosted: The Pop-Tart Story, and it's a story that my friends and I wrote during the virus.
Mm-hmm.
On Zoom, we wrote the history of the Pop-Tart. We made up our own history. There are some factual elements, but it's mostly a Wizard of Oz kind of take on what might have happened in Battle Creek, Michigan in 1964.
Wow. Well, I know you did a movie with the bees.
Yeah, I did a movie, but that was a cartoon movie. This is a live-action movie.
Right.
And it's going to be a big, crazy, fun, silly comedy, which people don't make enough of anymore. So I'm going to try and do that.
Well, we wish you, of course, the best with all of that. It goes
Thank
without,
you.
Of course. The Mets. I mean, they.
Okay, let's get to the Mets.
Yes, they lost a heartbreaker today.
I had to get out. It was such a tough game today. I was such a gut punch. I got in my my 63 VW Karmann Ghia, and I just went for a long drive to clear my head. And but you know, when you throw a ball on the first pitch of a save opportunity,
mm-hmm.
the next pitch has to be over the plate. It just has to be. You can't go 2-0. You just can't. I don't understand how pitchers pitch anyway. I don't know. I've become a big Diaz fan over the time he's been here. I love how he's established himself as the quality closer he really has always been. And look, all closers are going to blow games. It happens, but.
Sure. Well,
today was tough, and but there's just that moment. To me, it's the second pitch has to be a strike. Let the guy hit it. I know it's a one-run lead. You must challenge over the plate.
Diaz, and unfortunately, we've been here many times before with him, and this.
I don't want to go back to that. He has changed his. Record enough that we can forget about that period in his Mets tenure. I love his hair. I like when he looks in the cap in the back of the mound before he starts. I love everything about him. But I really love Javi Baez. I have always loved Javi Baez. He's been the guy I've always wanted on the team. And I know he's a free swinger, but he's been doing great. That play he made today behind second was an absolute beauty.
Yes, he made a great, great play. And what we saw, you know, within the five games against the Nationals was Baez, not only with the hitting, not only with the defense, but also with his base running as well.
Fantastic. And I like his interviews. He reminds me of a Tony Montana in his post-game interviews. He's kind of a sexy villain.
I like
his little haircut. I like his whole... this is a guy who's one of the most... I don't like over-the-top guys who style it too much. This guy's style I just love.
Okay, well, here's the thing. He got into a little bit of trouble and got out of it immediately.
I didn't go for any of that nonsense either. I agree with him. Don't boo the home team. Don't boo your Mets. You're lucky you have a team that you can love. And if they don't perform well, that's fine. There are a couple of situations where I would say I can countenance a boo. A boo, to me, if a guy doesn't run out a pop up or something, a ground ball that he thinks is going to be an out and maybe the first baseman drops the ball, I would boo that because that's lack of effort. I would boo. But underperforming, I think, is absolutely wrong, and I agreed with him. Do not boo the home team. I'm against it. I know people pay a lot of money for the tickets.
Right.
I know, you know, it's a big deal to go to a baseball game, and that people. This is our team. Support the team. That's
my
attitude.
Well, here's my. I disagree with you on this because. You mentioned it really kind of almost touching on what I'm going to say in response to what your comments are. I think because the fans care about the team, because they love the team, are obviously frustrated and disappointed with underperformance.
Yeah, that's like Steve. We're all frustrated and disappointed at various things. You know what they're booing? They're booing their frustrations they have in their own life. And they come to the ballpark, and they expect the team to take their mind off of that and to win where perhaps they have had something that's bothering them.
Okay.
And that's where they're booing themselves, if you ask me.
Well, again, see, all right, I understand that. You know I respect with what you have to say. I would say if you have the right to cheer, you should have the right to show some displeasure over the team losing.
No,
it's
ill-mannered, it's unsupportive, it's bad, it's uncivil. I don't give a pass on people not being civil. I'm sorry. You could say you have a right to honk when the light turns green and the guy doesn't. Drive away immediately and you're behind him. You have a right to honk. Yeah, but it's horrible manners.
Yeah.
Horrible manners. Don't do it.
Okay. All right. Jerry has spoken on that. This season has been, I mean, as controversial as any season when the Wilpons were running the show. I mean, the front office with Jared Porter and with Zach Scott with the DUI.
Yeah.
Lindor and with McNeil with the Raccoons and what else? Losing 11 of 13.
The Callaway issue.
And Callaway, of course, that was an issue too.
Yeah.
The thumbs down and thumbs up also was an issue.
That was an issue.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. And we're still talking about it, you know, on the fan. But let me ask you. Have you ever met Steve Cohen, by the way?
No, I haven't. My wife says I have, but at an event or something, but I don't really remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think...
I like him. I like the way he's running the team. He's a fun guy. I like the smile on his face and the Mets cap, and I like him.
Well,
I like my team. I like my team. I'm so grateful that I have a team that I love, that I have something to watch at night. I can't watch these shows. Mm-hmm. I can't watch most of the stuff that's on.
Right.
I like baseball, win, lose, controversy. Just give me my baseball. Give me the green grass, the leather gloves, and the wooden bats. That's all I ask, Steve.
All right, so you don't watch, your own show that's on all the time?
No,
it's on every night?
You look through your old high school yearbook?
Once in
you
a while,
just
remember when I was decent looking, that's how I'll look at the old yearbook. But I've always thought, well, you know, if the Mets are off, there's no baseball for you to watch, no other show to watch. I know you're not going to watch Friends. Would you watch The Honeymooners, for example?
Yes, I will watch The Honeymooners. I watch a lot of Laurel and Hardy, a lot of Marx Brothers. These are incredible pieces of artwork that hold up to this day. I watched a Laurel and Hardy short the other day, and I'm watching it with my comedic eye of working on this nonsense for 40 years of my life, and I'm going, oh my God, look at how this scene has been put together. It's like a jewelry. I love that. There are things that I watch.
Yeah,
but let's keep it to sports.
Oh yeah, no, sure. I mean, nothing wrong with going outside the playground onto Main Street. But let me ask you this: if you were to meet Steve Cohen And he was to say to you, Jerry, we know you're a big fan of the team, have been your whole life. What changes would you make if you were me? What if he said that to you? Would you answer with any changes for the Mets to get better and improve and upgrade the team?
You know, Steve, I believe in professionals. You know, people come up to me and they try and make me laugh and, you know, they say dumb things and I try and smile and go, oh, that's very funny.
But
come on, these people are professionals. I like the professionals. I never put myself in, why did they do that? My thing is I love a baseball culture that stresses fundamental play. I love the Cardinal culture, the Dodger culture, even the Yankee culture I respect. But the emphasis on fundamental execution is I would say that would be what I would do. I'm not saying a trade for this guy or that guy, or the bullpen, another starter, whatever. I don't know. I mean, if we had DeGrom back, the entire complexion of this month would be different with him just being up there every 5 days. Yep. You have a whole different world.
Yes, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. A lot of Metropolitan fans, you know, that call this radio station, that go to Citi Field to see the games in person, they would like the Metropolitans, and the expectations for the team was so high this year, not necessarily winning a World Series, but getting into the postseason, which is, of course, in doubt as we speak with time running out.
Always in doubt. It's in doubt for almost every team. There's only one team that doesn't have a bad end to the season. Mm-hmm. Only one.
Right. Well, they were expected to at least make the wild card. They were in first place for 3 months. And then,
please don't whine. Please don't whine. They did a fantastic. They had a great year. And look at the surge that they're making now. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
They are giving us a lot of entertainment right now. What? We eating now?
Well, they are playing meaningful September games. And that is certainly the first step in getting into serious October baseball, that's for sure. But
as you always say, meaningful September baseball, and we're getting it.
Yeah, we are.
And it's fun, and they're sparky, they're lively, they're hustling.
Yeah,
there's a lot of energy right now on this team. I'm having a ball.
Okay, but you had to be disappointed today, and disappointed they're 4.5 games out. You know, with time running out.
See that? They're 4.5 now. I thought it was 4.
It is 4. They're closer to winning the division. They're 4 out with the division, 4.5 out with the wild card. So they are actually, they have to, because, you know, you have the Giants and you have the Hollywood, those two teams. One of them is going to be one of the wild cards. And then you got Cincinnati, you got San Diego involved. So it's and Philadelphia won big today, so they gained a little ground on the Metropolitans. But the bottom line is they're still alive. And again, what puts a dent in any kind of miracle run is this loss today. And I kind of thought they were definitely not going to make it when they had those 13 games, Jerry, with the Dodgers and
really
the Giants.
Really was looked over.
Yeah, and they lost 11 of those 13. And I said to myself, and on the air too, that's it for the Metropolitans. Better luck next year. However, then they come back with this winning, and Lindor has been hitting. Conforto, who's had a terrible year, he's been hitting. How about Pilar and Villar leading off?
And so I hope you've learned something from this.
Yes.
I hope you've learned what it means to hang in there.
Yes.
You got to believe in all those silly cliches. This is why they say them.
Yes.
This is the fun of the sport. It tests you.
Yes.
This sport tests you.
It does.
I feel like no other sport. You've got to weather the ups and the downs, and that's the... there's lessons in this stuff.
So you're telling me that tennis and golf will not test you?
I don't think it's the same. The thing I like about baseball is it's a daily struggle,
sure.
So much like life is.
Yep.
That's what I love about it.
Yes, and a big roller coaster ride. Now, we have to before we let you go, of course, and of course,
my wife is waving at me that we're sitting down to dinner. I have my friend Amy Schumer is here with her husband Chris and their little baby Gene. We're all having dinner together tonight.
Okay, and I hope that's a common occurrence. Yes,
It isn't. No, it isn't.
Well, because of all the projects, and I'm sure she understands as well as can be. There's no question. I would. I have no doubts about that. But one quick question, then I'll let you go. I promise.
Okay.
The Yankees. They are on a roller coaster ride season. They had won 13 in a row. They were going to challenge Tampa for the division. Certainly secure a home wild card game. And now they lose to the Angels, a bad team, and lose 2 out of 3 to Baltimore. They lose today 8-0, looking dead in the water. Do you think they have a chance to not only win the wild card, but go far into serious October baseball?
If you think I've gotten over the fact that FAN no longer carries the Mets and now carries the Yankees, mm-hmm. and you think you're going to pull me over just because everybody else on the station has to have a Yankee focus, don't include me in that little cabal. I don't even pay it. I don't even consider the American League real baseball because of the DH. So I wish the Yankees the best. They're a New York team, mm-hmm. but I pay no attention to the American League, except for, you know, I like Ohtani and, you know, those amazing – they have some amazing players. I watch some highlights, but I really don't even track what's going on in the AL.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I understand you're a National Leaguer and a Metropolitan fan first and foremost, but you have to realize that there are a number, millions probably upon millions, of Yankee fans who want to hear good things from you because they're fans of yours.
Well, that's nice. So I'd be Yankees and the Mets. If you put a graph up of their fortunes over the course of the season, it's kind of fascinating how they have been mirror opposites pretty much the whole way, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One goes up, the other goes down. One goes down, the other goes up. And I think that's been kind of interesting.
Are the Mets going to make the postseason?
Yes. They will make it.
Yes.
They will continue this crazy run, and it'll be a nail-biting, thrilling conclusion.
And they end the season.
You can't ask for more than that.
Yes. We do have that coming up. There's no question about it because they're in the race.
And the Yankees will also have a nail-biting, thrilling conclusion.
Yes. They have to come back from the dead, from what has been going on. That's the name of the game, Steve Arena. Yep. Being resilient.
Come on back the next day. That's why we take a shower in the morning. Let's go get them.
All right. I'll let you go, and I can't thank you enough once again for a couple of minutes. It's always a very special moment
always
for me treat. And the station.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Jerry.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet. Anytime. And again, Jerry Seinfeld, who called the program way back when we were overnight under the covers, Jerry from Queens, even though he's from Manhasset. But nonetheless, Jerry Seinfeld, and at first we didn't know what time we were going to be on, and I didn't know what time when I was on vacation last week. I didn't get the schedule for everything this week, and I knew the Yankees were playing on Monday, Labor Day game in the afternoon, but I didn't know if I was coming on at 7. I said, Jerry, can you come on at 7? He says, okay, then I'm thinking and hearing 7:30, and that wasn't the right time. And then I told him we were going to be coming on at 8. Can we do it at 8? And he said, fine with me, so no problem at all. So we're glad we didn't confuse him to the point where he was just going to be so annoyed he was going to pass us by. But Jerry Seinfeld, once again, on the Fan here in New York City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.